the problems that we see in the last weeks, they are not directly concerned with nuclear safety. We have come up with several problems over the last month that are connected to nuclear safety, and on the basis of those arguments, I have to say that Temelin is another nuclear power plant, which means that it's not safe. Nuclear power as such is not safe, but Temelin belongs not to the safest designs that we know in the world.
Greenpeace had warned against problems with the turbine in the past. Have you got any indications, any other concrete problems you know about?
Well, the turbine is a very large technical problem. We've come up with several more cases. I cannot go into very much detail at this very moment. These problems have to do with the primary circuit. We are still waiting for extra information from the state regulatory office.
On your website, you inform about some strange procedures concerning the fuel manipulation machines and State Office for Nuclear Safety changing their regulations in order to be able to allow these devices to operate. Has this been fixed, or are there any new developments?
The first problems that we received from people from within Temelin, I mean, the information that we base about ourselves upon comes from people that work directly in Temelin. And they come out with it because they're very concerned about what is happening in Temelin. That was also the case with the information we received about the turbines. The first informations we got almost a year ago were concerning the fuel loading and the sprinkler system for emergency cases. It looks like that the problems with the loading of fuel have been more or less fixed, not completely, but to a satisfactory level. The question about the sprinkler installation has not been addressed at all. The sprinkler installation has not been tested on the first block. It has been tested on the second block, and the results have been used for the first block. That's a change in testing prescriptions by SVAB. We do not know, we do not have a full overview of where these kind of changes have happened before. For us, these kind of incidents, plus the incident around the primary cooling system 850 millimeter pipe, but also the incidents that we see now in the safety system switching off the power station regularly, indicate that a lot more is happening around Temelin than on paper we are aware of. We see it as a tip of an iceberg.
And that was Jan Haverkamp, a spokesman for Greenpeace, speaking to Radio Prague's Vladimir Tax.